Good afternoon. I'm here at the Gawler Environment Centre talking to Cathy. And Cathy's, could you just explain the Gawler Repair Cafe?
Sure, yes. So Gawler Repair Cafe started in 2019. And we're part of a worldwide movement of repair cafes that started in Amsterdam. I'm quite sure how long ago, maybe 10 or so years ago. Basically, one woman started it to try to do something about the disposable kind of economy. So yeah. People throwing things away rather than repairing them.
Yeah.
And now it's gone into many, many countries around the world. Mm-hmm. And we started ours with help from Unley Repair Cafe, who are one of the first ones in Adelaide. And now there's quite a few now. There's probably, well, looks like 7 or 8, I think, around Adelaide, which is great.
Mm.
So we were lucky enough to get a little bit of seed funding to start up. So that just set us up with some tools and tables and chairs and all that kind of stuff that you need for the repair cafe. Mm. And then we just recruited people from the local community who had the skills to be able to help out. So we offer repairs, small electrical appliances, so we have a few qualified electricians that help with those, general repairs, so things like, you know, chairs with broken legs, or, you know, a sewing machine with a bent arm or something that needs to be straightened up, or general kind of household type stuff. We also do mending, so, you know, mending holes in jumpers and rips in jeans and that kind of thing.
Hemming, I noticed.
Yeah. We do try to avoid, like, if people go out and buy a whole bunch of new clothes and want them hemmed, that's kind of not what we do.
No.
But if someone has an item of clothing that they've had for years and the hems come down and they want that fixed up, then we would repair it. We try not to kind of take business away from others, so most of the time we're repairing things that no one else was interested in repairing or would repair.
Or wouldn't be viable.
Or wouldn't be viable because of the cost. Yeah, absolutely. And we've got a repairer who does jewellery, and we've got someone who specialises in vintage sound stuff, so cassette players and record players and that kind of thing. And we also have got someone who does heavy duty kind of more industrial style repairs on things like bags and canvas and that kind of stuff.
So leather and
absolutely. So people basically come along and we ask them to bring one item per session, but they might be able to have another one seen depending on how busy we are. Basically they will go and sit with a repairer who will have a look at the item and make suggestions about what could be done to repair it, and then they will conduct the repair and talk the participant through that so that the people get the information about how to do it themselves, and then they can kind of share that with their communities as well. And all the organisations that are members of the International Repair Cafe movement offer their services free of charge, so no one is paid to be involved in provision of services. People don't have to pay to have things repaired, but they can make a donation if they wish, and then that kind of feeds back into the Repair Cafe to
help keep things running.
Yeah, keep things running.
And supply materials.
Materials, you know, tea and coffee and cake and things for sessions, because we do have an actual kind of cafe element as well, I suppose, with cake and drinks.
That's great. So it's a really important service because so many, especially young people, don't learn the even basics, like things like fixing a hem.
No, it's amazing how many people don't know that kind of thing. And it's a really good kind of intergenerational kind of activity as well, because people will come in and see a repairer, like out one of our older repairers, Barbara, and, you know, a young person might come in and get talked through the process of doing something. So people are passing on knowledge and feeling that their knowledge is valuable, and young people are getting that knowledge that they can then use themselves, which is really good.
And it really counters that just, it's broken, throw it away mentality that has become so prevalent in our... It's going back a long time to, say, the 1930s, 40s, but even right through Victorian era, everything was either repaired or recycled. You'd find another use for it. But things were patched up and repaired for years and kept in circulation rather than just being thrown throw away.
And a lot of the stuff that we look at doesn't really have any material or financial value, but it has sentimental value to the people who own the object. Like, we had one lady come in who had a teapot that a friend from Finland had given her for her wedding, and it had a woven handle, and that had broken down over the years. And one of our volunteers is a weaver, so she was able to weave a new handle for the teapot and give that another lease on life.
Yeah.
And we had a young couple come in with a baby, and they had a lid light lamp that the cord was broken and it wasn't working, and they wanted to use it as a nightlight for their daughter, and our electrician was able to put a new cord on it, so that and it was a bit of a family heirloom, so that kind of kept its journey going into the future. So there are a lot of stories that are attached to the things that people bring in, and it's really, I think the repairers really love being able to help someone to keep something special in their life.
So we'll be able to cover some of those stories in our ongoing podcast from the Repair Cafe, and that'll be really interesting, I think. It'll be lovely to capture some of those.
And quite often there are amazing stories that do come out of each cafe, which is great.
Okay, well, thank you, Kathy.
No problem.
Yeah, we'll be seeing you at the Repair Cafe.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeanette.
Thank you.